The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this date in 1959, the satellite Vanguard 2 was launched, a test of a theoretical system to observe and help predict Earth's weather with satellite images. In 1965, NASA's Ranger 8 lifted off on a collision course for the moon. It took pictures all the way down to the point of impact, and just before communications were lost with Earth, Ranger 8 could see features as small as 5 feet across. In 1976, the Soviet space program was making plans for the future, including a whole new generation of expandable space station, building on the experience the engineers and cosmonauts had gained with the Salyut space stations. There were still Salyut stations to come, and they would serve as test beds for such new innovations as add-on modules, an automatic rendezvous system, and multiple docking ports compatible with the upcoming Buran space shuttle. It would be 10 years before the new station being designed was finally launched, and by then it was named Mir. And in 1996, NASA's nearest Shoemaker spacecraft was launched. It would become the first space vehicle to orbit and then land on an asteroid. Author Andre Norton was born on this day in 1912. Andre was actually the pen name of Alice Mary Norton, the first female science fiction writer to enter the Science Fiction Fantasy Hall of Fame. Silver Age comic artist Kurt Swan, often credited with modernizing the look of Superman, was born today in 1920. Sliders star Jerry O'Connell was born in 1974.
You guys all right?
I feel like I'm some kind of academic superstar.
While we evidently have arrived on a world where they regard intellectual achievement the same sort of adulation we confer on movie stars or sports heroes, I'm sensible, if you ask me.
Did you hear what they were calling you? You're the Sliders.
What?
You were supposed to have slid a couple of months ago.
They actually referred to us as the Sliders?
Yes.
Guys, you know what it means? If we're Sliders, my double's got to have built a sliding machine.
Composer Alfred Newman, who created the theme tune for 20th Century Fox, died on this day in 1970. Many people still mistake his Fox fanfare as part of the opening theme for Star Wars. On this day in 1969, NBC announced its fall schedule, and despite the passion that fans had displayed over the past 3 years, to say nothing of their legendary letter-writing campaigns, Star Trek was off the schedule, officially canceled at the end of its third season. In 1977, the fantastic journey continued, but the show's makers decided the show needed more star power. Enter actor Roddy McDowall, playing amoral scientist Jonathan Willoway, a part written just for him.
You will learn that what I want is what I get around here. You will stay here with me, or they shall die.
I will die with them.
Then you shall all die.
In 1993, filling in a vacant slot for a children's series, future Doctor Who showrunner Russell T. Davies was back on the BBC schedule with the eerie supernatural series Century Falls.
Doctor, did you get in last night?
What is it matter to you? You were going to lock us out.
It's bad enough you running around the city all night. Things are different here.
Stop telling me what to do.
I'm your father!
Don't tell me what to do!
Bang.
And in 1997, we learned that Deep Space Nine's Dr. Bashir had been replaced by a shapeshifter.
Captain, I'm picking up a Priority One message from the Gamma Quadrant. It's Dr. Bashir.
Bashir? Computer, locate Dr. Bashir.
Dr. Bashir is not on the station.
What was his last known location?
Dr. Bashir's last known location was runabout Pad E.
Cisco to Defiant.
Go ahead.
Major, you have new orders. I want you to find the Yukon and destroy it
at any cost. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, thelogbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was created and produced by our team.